Katie Brahmi is in the comfy chair. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Michelle.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yay! Yeah. Katie is a fabulous watercolor artist, and I just fell in love with her work when I was introduced to it over a year ago, and I've just been following her, and yeah, you're so inspiring, Katie.
Oh,
I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
Love it. I thought I'd have you in again because there's all kinds of updates, and I've been following you doing a winter series.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so share with listeners what you've been up to.
Yeah, so actually I challenged myself at the beginning of this year, and I said I was going to do 100 days of painting.
In a row?
Yes. As well as I possibly can. So it was, you know, it was a challenge to, like, if you had a full day, I'm like, you know what? It's 10 o'clock at night. I still have to paint. And I mm-hmm. sit down and I do it. So it's been wonderful. I mean, it's taught me a lot already. And I've only mm-hmm. been doing it since the beginning of the year. So yeah.
Why'd you land on 100?
Just I don't know. 30 days felt like too little. And I was like, well, we'll just shoot for 100, I guess.
Right. If we're going to do it, let's do it big.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, that is so awesome. And your paintings are generally scenes.
Yeah.
Landscape, thank you.
North Shore, yep. Boundary Waters, Northwoods themed, all that. Everything up north.
Okay, yes. And you just have a way of capturing it where it's soft, even if it's not snow, but I'm thinking of your water scenes and your lake scenes. Is there a special technique that you use that makes it just seem so warm? And I know soft isn't a artist term, but that's what I think
no,
of.
No, I totally know what you're talking mm-hmm. about. And so I use a lot of wet into wet, which is a watercolor technique where you wet the paper first and then go in with your pigment. And it kind of allows for this, like, you don't get harsh lines. And so I like to go in with this kind of foggy, soft, dreamlike feel. So I've had a lot of people tell me, oh, your paintings feel like kind of dreamlike, like you're in a dream. I'm like, yeah, that's kind of the look I'm going for. So
that's so awesome. And you're not exhibiting any place right now, but you have a full calendar coming up once the market season gets going.
Yes.
So where somewhere that listeners can see your work?
Yeah, so Heritage Days is one that I know for sure, and I know that's not till July, but I just did go through. It took me a whole day to apply for all the markets that I want to get into. I was sitting by my computer. I'm like, I have been at this for like 5 hours. This is a long process. But I'm hoping to get into one a month, and you can find out more about that if you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, and I'll announce. And I also have a newsletter, too, so through my website.
Excellent. Yeah. And that's Katie Brahmi, B-R-O-M-M-E.
Yep.
Yes. So check out her work online, and beautiful stuff. And there, I think hot off the press right here, I got the nugget of news.
Yeah.
Share with listeners the exciting news of where else they can see you.
Yeah, so I've been harboring a tiny secret for a while. Actually, just 2 days ago, the North Shore Explorer Guide for 2023 is now out, and my art is actually on the cover. So
I'm high-fiving right now. High-fiving. That is our own Katie Brahmi.
Yes.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was telling her off air that she's just been in my brain lately, and I needed to get her back in here and get some updates. And then she comes in with this news.
Your ears were ringing.
I know. I think my heart was.
Yes.
Yeah. That we need to, celebrate the great successes. So is that out on stands, or how do people actually get that
You can order it through North Shore Explorer Guide online, or, I mean, it's going to, I think they distribute like 100,000 copies down the North Shore. So it'll be pretty much anywhere. I know Michelle, who runs it, is going to pop by my house next week and drop some off so I can hand some out myself. But you'll see them hotels, anywhere on the North Shore. Yep.
Anything exploring.
Yes.
What is the piece that is featured on there?
It's actually Iona's Beach. That was one they hadn't featured yet. And I know Michelle was really, really excited to have me capture the very unique pink rocks. And I mean, it's a simple scene, but I had so much fun with the water, painting the waves. And so it's a unique piece that hasn't been featured on the North Shore Explorer Guide until now. So yeah.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Way
Thank
to you. Go. Because I know you've been painting and doing your art. Well, you just really got into the painting piece pretty recently.
Yes. Yes. I've been painting, I've been painting on and off my whole life, but didn't really fully commit to it until early 2021. So it's been like 2 years.
Right. Yeah. And now you're doing it for 100 days every day.
Yeah.
And is it still fun and fresh? Because I'm a writer and I, you know, try and say I'm going to write. And I just gave up on this everyday thing because there's just too much pressure. It's like, oh, my God, do I take a shower or do I write?
I totally feel you. An artist, writer's block, all it's real, man. So there have definitely been days where I literally have like sat down and been like, I don't want to paint today. I don't have anything in my brain. But sometimes just starting.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't paint like well every day.
Thank you. Exactly. I don't
not
either.
Realistic.
I don't write. Right. That is exactly right. But at least you're doing it and keeping it alive.
Yes.
And that is so awesome. Yeah. So is this like your full-time gig now? It sounds like it.
So I am an artist, but I'm also a homeopathic practitioner. That's my other, I have like two jobs, two careers. So it's natural medicine, holistic. Mm-hmm. So I do that as well. And I love them both. And all my days look different. I have days where I paint more and then other days where I see clients. And some days it's a mix. But I love the variety. So, yeah.
That is fabulous. I love how you said every day is different. And you're a musician and singer, too, right?
Oh, gosh. That's closeted.
Well, I got the scoop on that from your uncle when I accidentally ran into him as we were both going gaga over one of your shows. So, do you know the artist? Yes, I do. And she's been on my radio show. Well, she's my niece. I'm like, okay, you win.
He outed me. I'm strictly a shower singer now, and I hold concerts in my car, but that's about it.
Oh, that's so awesome. Katie Brahmi, watercolor artist that lives right here in Two Harbors.
Yes.
Yeah, just been following her career just blossom in amazing work. You can check her out on her Facebook page, Katie Brahmi, and you're on Instagram.
Yep. KatieBrahmi.watercolor on Instagram. So, yep.
Fabulous. And check her out on the publication of Explorer Guide.
North Shore Explorer Guide, yes.
That is so exciting. We have a celebrity right here in KTWH Studios. Love it. Anything else you'd like to share with listeners? Any words of wisdom before I have to let you go already?
You know what? If you're into creating, don't stop. Just keep doing it. Yeah, that's my advice.
Okay, well, we can't go any further with that one. That's fabulous. Thank you, Katie, so much for starting your day off with us. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. It was so good to talk to you, Michelle.
All righty. Katie Brahmi, artist here from Two Harbors.